This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 10th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Brazil's agriculture agency, CONAB, issued new projections for record large crops. Brazil expected to produce 339.6 million tons of grain, up 14% from last year. Its record-sized return, with soybeans and corn both contributing as much as 15% more than they did last year. Soybean production projected at 169.5 million tons for the year, corn production at 132 million. Cobank's Knowledge Exchange says export demand for old crop U.S. corn and soybeans is strong, while new crop export sales are sluggish amid ongoing trade uncertainty. Corn prices down 7% in the last quarter, pressured by favorable growing conditions in the U.S. and South America, along with prospects for a record U.S. harvest this fall. Sales of new crop soybeans historically low due to the lack of Chinese demand, that according to Cobank. Delegates with the National Corn Growers Association will be in Washington next week. Illinois corn grower and president Ken Hartman says the event starts with action team meetings and then the biannual Corn Congress. He sees two priorities.
You know, we've been working on this a long time. It was almost made it there in December, and we're just find out the place where we can carry that bill and get it done. So we're working on that. Some of the other discussions is concerns with MAHA. You know, that report's going to come out in August. We have a lot of concerns there. You know, when we start putting Roundup and atrazine in that policy, with concerns with that when it's been studied so many years, you know, we feel like we got, you know, some of the EPA knows what they're doing and does a great job as far as taking care of reviewing our chemicals and giving us the tools we need to work with.
Hartman says NCGA is pleased with tax provisions in the budget reconciliation bill.
We're very happy with the fact that we have a permanent extension on some of these tax policies. Some of the things that we look at we're very happy with is the qualified business income deduction. I mean, that's very important to farmers because, you know, a lot of them, they are small businesses, and we need to be in these deductions similar to what, you know, a C-Corp would be. Obviously, the other big item there is the higher estate tax exemption. We want to keep our family farms, keep going for the next generations, and this is going to help us there, so we're appreciative of that. You know, the 100% bonus depreciation is going to be good for those that are purchasing equipment.
Hartman says supply is depressing price, and farmers need demand.
If these prices stay where they're at, I still think we're going to have a lot of farmers have some financial difficulties. We're also happy that, you know, there's some extra work that's been done with the crop insurance as far as helping us there. So, I mean, there's some positive things there. But as far as where the farm economy is today, I think we need markets. We need to raise those, get those prices up. And the best way to raise them prices is work on markets.
President Trump has threatened higher tariffs on both South Korea and Japan, two key buyers of U.S. corn.
Now, we're definitely concerned, but at the same time, we're hoping that we can come up with something there. I know Japan, I was over in Japan last year, and they are, you know, going into higher blends of ethanol in their fuel, so we think that's very positive. We just got to get the president to get some agreement that they can come up with together that will help us out to market that ethanol and that corn.
Hartman says opening global markets and allowing the year-round sale of E15 blended fuel is critical for U.S. corn growers.
And what better way to domestically create markets than get this E15 bill passed so we can get these retailers to commit. Once it's a permanent bill, we can get some of these retailers to commit to put more E15 stations in all over the country, and that's really what we need. That would be probably the best shot in the arm of anything as far as getting something done when it comes to creating market demand and raising those prices.
Hartman says corn growers are hopeful that legislators can address the rest of farm policy and a new farm bill yet this year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let farm labor costs eat away at food affordability. Freeze the skyrocketing adverse effect wage rate. Learn more at fb.org/labor. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.